T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Live from the DGDG.com studios on the corner of Broadway and Battery, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
Damon Bruce taking the day off today. He's feeling a little bit under the weather. We wish him the best and hope that he'll be back tomorrow. In his place, Matt Steinmetz and Daryl the Guru Johnson and Gianna Franco also to my right. So we're going to have a great show today. Really looking forward to it. The big news clearly was the introduction of DeMarcus Cousins as the newest Golden State Warrior. He had his press conference today over in Oakland. I was fortunate enough then to sit down with him for about 10 minutes after the press conference in a little one-on-one setting. And we're going to run that interview for you at 3:30 and at 5:30. So at 3:30 and 5:30, if you want to hear DeMarcus Cousins in a one-on-one setting, you can tune in at those times and get your fill of DeMarcus, because he's the big boy. He's the big boy that the Warriors signed this offseason. Let me tell you what else is going on today, because we do have a heck of a show. Giants general manager Bobby Evans is going to join us at about 4:15. We're going to have that Cousins interview, like I said. At 6 o'clock, we're going to be talking to John Dickinson. John Dickinson is somebody who probably knows DeMarcus Cousins more inside and out than anybody around. And the reason is he was covering Cousins when Cousins was in Sacramento for most of his tenure there. And I'm really looking forward to talking to JD to get some insight on Cousins. We're also going to be giving away A's tickets. A's tickets for Sunday's game of the Bay Bridge Series. Giants, Athletics, the games in Oakland. And right now I'm going to just let Gianna Franco tell you how you win, because I need to understand it too.
Okay, so we're going to have a word of the day. So basically, we'll pick a word, and how many times can Matt use this word throughout the show?
Wow.
Up until 5:30, and at 5:30, if you are the first caller who has the correct number of how many times he uses the word of the day, you will get tickets to Sunday's Bay Bridge Series, A's and Giants, the Coliseum.
Okay.
I like it.
Do we know what the word is?
Yes.
You're going to give me a word.
I'm going to give you a word.
You're going to whisper to him, right?
And no, everyone needs to know the word, because it's keeping track of how many times he uses it throughout the day.
Okay, got okay. It, Giada.
All right, what's the word?
The word is platypus.
Oh, boy.
As in the odd-looking animal that's kind of a beaver meets a duck.
Okay, so I'll keep it simple. So every time I use that word, then people in the audience who want A's tickets can add it up.
Yeah, keep track of how many times you say the word.
Because it might only be one. Platypus. I may have to shoehorn that in. That's not a very common word. I'll see if I can figure out a way to do it.
I have faith.
Thank you very much. Guru, you saw and heard the press conference with DeMarcus Cousins this morning, started at about 11 o'clock. Let me ask you what your takeaways were from that press conference.
You know what? I know it was about introduction, but I felt like it was another parade. It was a reminder to the rest of the league that the Warriors are so far and above the rest of the league that they can afford to give DeMarcus Cousins time and money and allow him to come back when he's ready. And I know a lot of people were mad that DeMarcus landed here, that Golden State was the destination. But again, Matt, nobody was lined up to give, you know, to try to get his services. And to me, I looked at him. He did a great job. I just thought the Warriors, and I don't know who this person is, just the franchise was turning the knife. Like, look what we got. Look what we got. Because when he does come back, I've already told you I'm confident in saying it's the best starting five I've laid my eyes on, and they basically got him for nothing.
Who says he's going to start?
when he's ready, Big Cuz is going to start.
Right away. He's coming right into the starting lineup.
Well, it wouldn't be you're not good enough to start. It would just be precaution. You know, hey, big boy, we want to ease your way back into it. But again, I just thought it was euphoria, just a reminder that the Warriors just got everything going for them.
I do think that when Cousins is ready to go, he will be in the starting lineup, whether he can only play 15 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever. I think you still start him with the big four just to see what that looks like. Yeah, that was actually one of the things I asked him about. Not only when he's coming back, which I think you're going to want to hear, but also I asked him, what if he didn't start? He had a good answer.
You, of course.
He was in a perfect spot. This is where you get the best of DeMarcus Cousins, because he's feeling good about playing for the Warriors. He's optimistic about his return from injury. And look, he's playing on the best team in the NBA. So he doesn't have much to complain about right now. Although I got to tell you, he had a funny line. He had a couple funny lines.
Yeah, he was witty today.
Yeah. In one of the side interviews or breakoff interviews, somebody asked him about technical fouls and whether he and Draymond are going to have a contest to see who has the most. And he said, "Nah, I don't think I'm not going to be in that this year because my money's a little short," is what he said. Because he only in quotes got the mid level at 5.3, but it shows that he crutches or cane. He was limping a little bit.
No doubt.
I don't think it was. I mean, look, what are we in? July. So he's got August, September, October, November, December. I mean, if he gets back on January 1st, he still has five more months of rehab. Oh. So I think.
I was just curious.
Yeah, no, I noticed a little bit. It wasn't like he was dragging it, but there was a little bit of a gimp there. Also, we'll probably get into talking a little bit about Greg Papa. The Raiders have the Raiders have released a statement on his departure. And so I'll say it, unfortunately, Greg Papa will not be doing the Raiders radio for the next 2 years and beyond. It'll be Brent Musburger. And if you don't know it already, Greg will be back on Monday at noon, and that's when Greg will probably get into the whys and what fors of what happened. Guru doesn't know. I don't know. Gianna doesn't know. But what we do know now is it is a fact that Greg Papa's not going to be back for
you,
the Raiders.
You were, can I say this? You were born to write. Gianna was born to model. Papa was born to call sport games, and he's not limited to just one. And he is my modern day version of Bill King. That's just the truth. So I'm sad, and I hope, you know, whatever happens, I get to hear him call games again, because I got a hole in my sport fandom listening to that man call games, because he's phenomenal.
We're going to miss that voice, definitely. I mean, we're going to miss Raiders touchdown, absolutely. And when you think of the Raiders, you think Greg Papa. So,
well, that was one thing that was interesting in the release that the Raiders sent. I'm not going to read it to you, but Mark Davis sent out a release, and he said, just like a generation remembers Bill King's Holy Toledo, there's going to be a generation that remembers Greg Papa's touchdown Raiders call. And I think that's a good sentiment, at least in the press release. But, you know, the last time Papa lost, let's say, an announcing gig, or one of the other times that he did, was when he lost his job at the Warriors in the mid-90s. And he wasn't out of work long. He ended up working for the Spurs immediately, and I think he put in about 10 years with the Spurs before leaving there. So Greg Papa is the kind of guy that he'll find a job broadcasting. Yeah. He'll be doing play-by-play because he's about as good as it gets.
Yeah. They'll find him, you know.
Exactly. Exactly. You know, Guru, you were asking me how Cousins was walking. And let me tell you how he wasn't walking. I mean, he wasn't walking like a platypus or anything. You know, I mean, he was limping slightly, but I thought he looked pretty good. I thought he looked pretty good in general. So, you know, I also, Guru, want to get into this Mike Trout situation where Commissioner Rob Manfred criticized him a little bit that in order to be marketable, you have to want to market yourself. And the inference was that Mike Trout doesn't really want to do that. And it goes to baseball's issues with exposure. And how do they get the young person more involved? And what Manfred's saying is, if Trout's not going to help us, it's hard for us to help him. Mike Trout's response is, it's not that I don't want to help. It's that, first and foremost, I'm a baseball player.
And I was offended. And Trout has handled and said everything well. But, Gianna, if I'm good at my craft, which Mike Trout has been year in, year out, Hall of Fame worthy thus far, his job is to concentrate on his field. And that's what he's done. He's one of the greatest baseball players we have. And to hear a commissioner sound so out of touch and say, you need to be a narcissist. You need to OD on Instagram, because that's basically to me what he was inferring. How dare you tell an athlete not to focus on his craft? You need to get out there and build your brand in an era where we criticize athletes because they're so selfish. They're so about the brand. And here Mike Trout is about the Angels and the organization. And the way I know he's taking his job seriously is you look at his numbers year in, year out. And I just found that offensive. And Mike Trout took the high road and said, hey, me and Manfred don't have a problem. I wish he would have lit into him a little more.
But you're right. He's doing his job. Mike Trout is to be out there playing ball. That's his. And I'm sure Major League Baseball can come up with a team of people that they can pay well to create, you know, come up with creative ideas to promote these superstars. Why is that up to the player?
I think it's a good question, because I think that's one of the things the NBA does better than any other league is promote its own stars. But I think it's easier to do that in basketball because it's the sport that the spectator's closest to the court. You can see these guys' faces. Football has a problem that way because they're wearing helmets. Baseball, the action's a little bit further away, so the players aren't as recognizable when they're actually playing their sport. There's a ton of other stuff I want to get into. And, Guru, I'm kind of glad we have 4 hours to do it. You're listening to Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Gianna Franco, and we're in for Damon Bruce.
Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, and Gianna Franco with you. We're filling in for Damon Bruce, who's feeling a little bit under the weather today. We hope he feels better soon, and he's back in this chair tomorrow. In the meantime, coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to play an interview that I did with the newest Warrior, DeMarcus Cousins. I was able to sit down with him one-on-one after today's press conference. So we're going to run that in about 10 minutes, and then also one more time at 5:30 tonight. Let's start here, Guru, because I haven't seen you. What were your thoughts on the Kawhi Leonard trade to the Toronto Raptors for DeRozan and then a few other players involved?
It was disappointing, but also a relief that it finally happened. But I had got conditioned by reading all the reports, and I was excited about this Laker-Warriors new rivalry. LeBron was the big piece, the bishop that got there, so I thought Kawhi would be, you know, that would be something Magic could work out. And to wake up and find out he was in Toronto, I was a bit disappointed. But I still think this will be just a one-year rental, and he'll end up in L.A. But from a basketball standpoint, Steiny, I'm disappointed that we have to wait. And when I say we here in the Bay Area, we have to wait another 12 months for Kawhi to possibly end up on LeBron James's team in L.A., and we deem that a super team. So I'm mad the Warriors win again. We got another year of, you know, I don't feel like that foe is out there for him that I thought it would be had he went to L.A.
I think you're right about that. I think that the one thing that people are forgetting is the Spurs got better. I think they got a lot.
I heard you say that yesterday. You think
so? Kawhi Leonard played 9 games last year. So let's just say, essentially, Kawhi Leonard wasn't even on the Spurs last year. So that's the way I'm thinking about it when I say the Spurs got better. Now, they might not be as good as they were 2 years ago, but they won 47 games last year, essentially, without Kawhi Leonard. Now they get DeRozan. I think DeRozan's a solid player. I think he's real good.
You know what? He is. And I may owe you an apology. You didn't tell me they can beat the Warriors. See, that's how I took it when I heard you say they got better. You're not saying that. No, see, that's how I took that.
But I do think they could be the second best team right now in the Western Conference.
Hey, DeRozan can ball.
He's a good player. He's a good player. 888-957-9570 is the number. If you hear anything you want to chime in on, you're more than welcome to do so. But DeMarcus Cousins is the newest Warrior. We played his press conference live at 11 o'clock. And we'll be talking to him in about 5 or 6 minutes. Let's go out to Lionel. Lionel's in Fremont. What's going on, Lionel? How you doing, man?
What's going on, Simon, Guru? Happy to hear you guys in the afternoon.
Say hello to Gianna.
What's up, G?
Hi, I'm here every day.
Yeah. I just say G, you know what I mean? But Gianna, hello, miss. How you doing? But real quick, the Greg Papa news is kind of a punch to the gut to a diehard Raider fan like myself. I mean, Greg Papa, the Raider football on the radio without Greg Papa is going to be like, you know, tacos without a tortilla, honestly. I mean, it's going to be hard to adjust. I know the new guy they got coming on is a big Tony Romo hater, which I don't understand why. Him and Dibs kind of, they probably hang out together. But I don't know why they couldn't wait. I mean, I don't know if this is on the Raiders' end. I'm basically intrigued and looking forward to Papa coming back Monday and see what he says. On Boogie, it was an excellent press conference. I mean, I know that doesn't mean anything, but him kind of lighting up, kind of saying what he says, and being straight blunt, as he said on a couple of topics, mm-hmm. I kind of like it. And, you know, I just like another junkyard dog, you know, him and Tramon. I'm just so, you know, I'm looking forward to how that's going to look. And Kawhi, I'm with you, Simons. I think Pop getting DeRose, he might have bumped up from 8th seed to, you know, maybe 6th or 5th. I mean, he can make something happen with that and those young guys.
Yeah.
And I think Kawhi is going to lighten up, and I think he's going to adjust to Toronto, and we're going to have 3 options of the East coming out for the finals instead of just 2. Love the show, guys. Let's go Dubs. Let's go Oakland.
Thanks, Lionel. Appreciate it. The other thing, I'm sorry that I forgot to mention this, and I should have. Tom Flores, the analyst for the Raiders, is also not coming back.
Two-time Super Bowl winner as a head coach.
Yeah, it's not just Greg Papa. It's the entire broadcasting team. I shouldn't say entire broadcasting team. I cannot speak to the status of Lincoln Kennedy, but Tom Flores confirmed yesterday that he's also not going to be back this upcoming season for the Raiders. So you're going to hear some new voices in the booth. I don't know who the analyst will be, but apparently it definitely will not be Tom Flores, which is a little bit too bad. Guru, here's what I want to ask you. How do you think the Warriors are going to use DeMarcus Cousins?
He will be an outlet that they haven't had, to me, offensively in the during this run. And I don't think it'll be a situation there where he feels like he's going without or he's forgotten. He can gobble up misses from all the abundance of shots these guys are going to take. And then also a breath of fresh air in regard to everything won't have to come from the Fab, from Clay, Steph, and Durant, and Draymond Green. You know, guys can stay out. Maybe if Steph's out 5 minutes, that can be 7 now because you got an option to throw it into Big Cuz. He can get fouled, go to the line, slow the game down, take a 3. Just another option of a guy that's pretty damn good at getting the basketball in the hoop. It's just filthy and dirty that they've gotten that richer.
You know what I think is going to be a huge value when it comes to Cousins? And I need to see him play because I'm not convinced he's going to be the same player. And I'm a little concerned that he might never be the same player. Nevertheless, if you look at the Warriors' regular season last year, they got bored. They got bored. They got a little bit stale. I think the fans even checked out a little bit or tuned out because they weren't going to catch the Rockets. The fans knew they weren't even really going to go after the Rockets. So you look at a year like this year, Warriors, in an ideal world, they're going to play November, December, maybe into January. And at some point, we're going to start hearing about Cousins getting closer. And I think it's going to come right at the time that they really do need some kind of injection, which will be around mid-season, around the All-Star break, something like that. So I think what it does is you're going to have part of the season without DeMarcus Cousins. Then you get DeMarcus Cousins, you figure out how to use him or the way he's going to be used. And then number three, here come the playoffs, and you have him at the ready.
Yeah, and that's a good point. But also the benefit to the young guys. If I'm young Damian Jones, I'm like, oh, shucks, I thought this was going to be my time to shine. We got DeMarcus Cousins, you know, an all-star. But the fact that we don't know when he's coming back, pretty much after the first of the year, we still get to see if the young guys – led, you know, by young Pat McCall, can answer the bell. So I think that gives, you know, adrenaline and juice to the season, which will start without DeMarcus Cousins.
The 408 on the text line says, Boogie is going to save Draymond a lot of beatings down low defensively guarding the fives. That's an aspect that I hadn't really thought about, but I think it's a great call by the 408. I think the Warriors might start needing to think about giving Draymond a little less on his plate, because I do think when you're Draymond Green and you're consistently playing against bigger players that it does take a toll on you. So
count for Dre.
Yeah, that's great. I like great way to put it, because I think that's where Cousins can pay off. I have this written down, Guru, because I don't want to forget about it. Did you watch any of the ESPYs last night?
I saw, I'm going to say, how do you say
be
it,
honest.
Gianna?
I
saw
bits
some.
And pieces?
Yeah. Okay. I saw Jim Kelly's speech, and I almost needed tissue.
Okay, so I didn't see Jim Kelly's speech, but I did see about 1 minute. And the 1 minute I saw, you know who I saw?
Go ahead.
Nick Young. And you know what else I saw?
He played in L.A. now.
But hold on. I got a major bone to pick with ESPN, because their graphics, it was wrong. You know why? Because when they showed Nick Young, it said, Nick Young, Warriors guard. No, he isn't. No, he is not anymore. So he can't. You know, he can't have that moniker. It's got to be one time.
So you wanted it to say free agent.
It should have said free agent, or it should have said. It could have said NBA champion. That's fine. But it can't say warrior guard.
Yeah, I watched enough to where the fashion that the men were displaying was so sickening and confusing that I thought you were going there, Gianna. These men are dressing. I don't want to say like women. I don't get the style. There is no, what happened to Clark Gable, Dark Gable, James Bond with the tux and the suit? These guys are wearing knicker pants. I'm not old. I'll just never understand what's going on and where it's coming from.
Obviously, they're trying to be different. One thing that just did stick out was JaVale's lapels on his jacket and then the Gucci fanny pack. It was a lot. It was a lot.
There's a good text here. Cousins is going to wear number zero,
which was
Patrick McCaw's number.
What does that mean?
Well, the text line is wanting to know, why does Patrick McCaw need to give up his number zero? He didn't need to.
There was a transaction.
Cousins had to break out some money for that.
And Cousins called him a negotiator, a hard one. Yeah. So, yeah.
You know, neighbor.
It's actually fun. I would actually love to know how much he actually did pay. You think it's...
I'm going to say about 15 grand.
You think it's that much?
Yep.
I was going to say 10 off the top of my head.
And I like it from McCaw that it's a new start. You know, you hadn't gotten to where you want to be. Get that new number. Kobe's done it. LeBron's done it. You go do it.
Yeah, I mean.
So we're certain he's coming back, because I looked like, uh-oh, for McCaw.
No, I think he's coming back. Really,
but why don't we know?
You know, the Celtics just signed Marcus Smart, who is a restricted free agent. Sometimes the restricted free agents last a little bit longer. Look at Clint Capella. He's still unsigned. All right, let's go to this DeMarcus Cousins interview that I did earlier today. And the first thing I asked DeMarcus Cousins was what kind of day he was having.
Been a crazy day. Early morning. But it's been good. It's exciting. You know, I'm glad to finally be a part of it officially. Can't wait to get on the floor, get going, you know, build team, camaraderie with the team. Just a big year and an exciting year all around, so I can't wait.
Well, let's get right to it. Do you still think that you're going to be ready for training camp?
You know, I've sat down. We've communicated with management and, the team doctors. You know, we'll figure out, you know, the best time. Me personally, that's my goal, but we're going to be smart about it. Hey, if it presents itself, it may happen. You know, we'll figure it out. So that's kind of to be determined. When I do return, I'll be 100%, and that's for sure.
One thing about the Warriors is they are very conservative about this kind of stuff. They've been resting players. Could there be a point where you think you're ready to do more and they're kind of holding you back a little bit just because that's their M.O. and your M.O. is going to want to be to get back on the court?
I don't think that'll be the case. They know how bad I want to return and play ball again, but you know, I'm also being smart about this. It's not just about the moment. I have to think long-term as well. Like I said, I won't return until I'm 100%. I think we'll be good with communicating and figuring out the perfect time for that.
How sick of losing are you?
It's not a good feeling. Not a fun feeling.
Do you think that there's a perception about you that some people have? You're not a good guy, not a good teammate. Do you think the losing has made it tougher for you to show the true person and player you are?
I think that's the biggest thing surrounding me. You know, not being in a situation that's a winning situation. It was a good year last year. It didn't end the way we wanted it to, but, you know, it was a good year. I think I was overcoming that hurdle and, you know, an unfortunate situation happened. So, you know, I've experienced it a little bit. I love the feeling. And I can't wait to get back to it.
You've been in the league for a while now. You've never been in trouble off the court. You've gotten along with Mike Malone, Alvin Gentry. You've been a good teammate to a lot of people who say that. Does it ever piss you off that your reputation is what it is for some people? Obviously not for everybody, but you've been a model NBA player in a lot of ways, well, besides the technical fouls.
Honestly, I don't live for reputations. I live for facts. I'm not looking for the next person's opinion to satisfy or to stroke my ego. Like, that doesn't help me become the person I am by somebody saying I'm a good or bad person. I could care less. I know what I do. I know where my heart is. My heart's always in the right place. So with that being said, I'm fine. Like, people, like, I've dealt with it. I've become numb to it. Like,
right.
I came in this league at a young age. I've seen it. I was in the beginning of the social media era. I mean, it doesn't bother me. Kind of quite hilarious if you just sit back and think about it. Like,
no, I mean, to me, it's...
Me personally, like, I could never, like, I don't know. I can never just be so mad or so angry at somebody where I just, let me go to a fan page and just write the most hateful thing. Like, I don't feel that way in life.
So. Right. I mean, technical fouls are one thing. Being a good guy or bad guy is a completely different thing. It does feel to me like you've been unfairly portrayed over the course of your career, and I just wonder sometimes if a resentment builds up, or now it seems like what you're saying is you just put a wall up.
I mean, I'm numb to it. It's harmless. Like, it's harmless.
Right. Well, that's good, because a lot of people can't let it be harmless. They end up letting it kind of absorb them. Mike Malone and John Calipari are two guys who I'm sure that you enjoyed playing for. Well, I think you did anyway. What was it about those
Dave
two?
Dave Yeager is what I love, Dave.
Yeah, I shouldn't have made it. But let's just talk about Mike Malone. Mm-hmm. What is it about Mike Malone and other coaches that you've enjoyed playing for that makes you – enjoy playing for him? What is it about him?
It's about ball. It's about basketball. That's it. It's not about, you know, controlling any situation or who's the alpha male or whatever. It's about winning games and playing ball. Like, that's what I come to work to do every day.
Right.
Get better at my craft and put in the work, you know, to come in and win games. That's what I come every day to do or accomplish. So if you and your coach are on the same page, it'll never be a situation or rift. You know, Mike was about his business, and so was I.
You guys were what, 9-9 when he got fired?
I was a mile ago. You know.
But you had to be upset when they let him go.
You know, I was, and you know, it sucked. But you know, I think Mike has done an incredible job in Denver. They're a successful team. They're young and talented, very competitive. I think he's done a great job with the group. So. You know, everything happens for a reason. I'm a firm believer of that, and, you know, I believe Mike is going to get his due, which is, you know, happening for him now.
Can you describe what an average day of rehab is like?
Oh, man. I mean, I have my pool workouts. I have my one-court workouts. I have my Pilates classes. I have just the rehab therapy in general.
Feels like it would be really hard to stay in any kind of shape with that injury.
You know, it is. I mean, in the beginning, as far as, you know, being in playing shape or having to win, it is. But, I mean, there's small things you can do to just kind of try to maintain, but it's nothing compared to being in shape when you're, you know, able to actually be very mobile or whatever the case may be. I mean, it's tough, but it is ways.
Let me play devil's advocate for a second. You said you talked to Rudy Gay, Dominique Wilkins, Jonas about this particular injury. What always comes up with you is, you know, you're 6'11", 270, 275, whatever it is, and that's going to be, that could be a factor. How do you process that part of it?
Just add it to the list of everything else negative. Who cares? I've heard it all. I've heard everything negative to why I won't make
right.
it. So just add it to the list.
What's your what's the best case scenario that happens for you and the Golden State Warriors this year?
Win another championship.
What about for you?
I won a championship. That's what I signed up for.
Have you thought about starting, coming off the bench when you're back, any of that kind of stuff?
I'm sure that'll be the case. You know, I'm sure. But, I mean, once I get back to me being who I am, that's not even a question.
How many times so far have you thought about you being on the court with those other four guys and kind of what you may do to fit in and things like that?
I think we're all players with a high basketball IQ. And when you have a collective group with good IQs, it's that part comes easy. That part handles itself. So I'm not really too worried about it.
I've always thought that the one thing in basketball that if you can do, you can always play is pass the ball.
If you can set good screens, play hard, everything else will kind of handle itself.
Where'd you learn to become such a good passer? Because, you know, a lot of big men aren't, and it's something that seems to come very naturally.
Well, it came early for me. I was kind of forced to learn it. I mean, I've been facing double and triple teams since I started playing ball.
Right.
So, I mean, I was kind of forced to learn how to pass.
Like, were you really big when you were young? Did you get big early? Because I know a lot of guys get big.
I was always tall. So, you know, I was a pretty decent player. So, I've faced it. I've seen it.
Where are you going to live in the Bay?
Probably a Walnut Creek area.
Yeah, I think a couple of players are out there already.
Yeah,
so,
sure.
Well, listen, I'm not going to take up any more of your time. I know there's a lot of people want to talk to you, but I want to thank you for sitting down with me. And welcome to the Bay, and best of luck to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, that was DeMarcus Cousins sitting down with about 8-10 minutes.
That was well done.
There were two things there, Guru, that stuck out to me. And the first is, and by the way, the interview was at the Warrior practice facility, and they're having a kids' camp.
Oh, that's what that was. I was like, man, they're fired up for the
yeah. So there's three courts at the practice facility, and kids were in the middle of a camp.
Sound like you were at summer league.
Yeah,
I was like, there's like activity there.
Yeah, there was activity. So, and it was kind of cool because at the press conference, all the kids were there watching, and then they let two kids ask them a question. So, it was a little bonus if these kids were at camp to get in and sit on that. Is there any doubt he's not going to be back by training camp?
No doubt. Yeah, and if he somehow
that it matters that much.
I wouldn't even let him. If I'm Myers and Cup, hey, you know what, big fella, we know you're ready, but let's err on the side of caution.
And the other thing to me that stuck out is he's not a resentful guy. He's not mean.
But I thought he was, because the only time we heard him talk is,
well, I mean, let's think about it for a sec. He is one of the most criticized, maligned players in the NBA, whether it's for his technical fouls, whether it's for his temper, whether it's for the fact he didn't get along with George Karl and Paul Westphal. But at some point, I guess you just tune it out and you surround yourself with positive people and you realize that what anybody says doesn't really matter. And it seems like he's comfortable with himself. That's kind of what I'm getting.
Yeah,
at.
And you know what, Steiny? He's well-versed as well. And
yeah.
He answered the questions very articulate, nice lexicon. And, I mean, he was the poster boy for the dysfunction in Sacramento, but he was doing his job. You know, he did get out of hand in regard to the antics and the optics, but That sounds like a guy that knows he's about to end his Omri Caspi streak of no playoffs, because that's about to come to a head this season. That we know, Steiny. So he'll play in his first playoff game. But also, I feel like he's tasting the, I won't say Kool-Aid, but the champagne early, knowing when he gets back, he's going to play in big basketball games, if not the finals. And I think that puts him at ease.
I think that's fair. I mean, why wouldn't it be fair? Bob Myers had another funny thing. He said, and actually I'm going to wait to play this till after the break, but it was just, there were a couple funny lines I'm going to play after the break regarding the DeMarcus Cousins press conference. I also want to get in, we're going to talk a little football, Guru, because I want to ask you how important you think what a player does off the field matters. When it talks about when he does something and if whether or not it affects him on the field. Because we had a little situation where one of those popular 49er players was out.
Son of Jor-El, Superman.
What does that mean?
That's who he looks. He's got the good looks.
Oh, I got
Son of Jor-El. That was Superman's dad. But anyway,
I got it. Yeah, so when we get back, we'll talk a little bit about that. You're listening to Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Gianna Franco, and we're in for Damon Bruce.
Now back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
You ever asked Giselle to maybe set you up with some of her friends?
I can't tell you that, man. Come on.
I had to ask. Come on.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Of course. Of course.
There you go.
I'd take advantage of all my opportunities in life.
All right. That was Damon Bruce talking to 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo. And I'm Matt Steinmetz along with Daryl the Guru Johnson and Gianna Franco. That interview was from a few months ago. Damon's out today feeling a little bit under the weather. We hope he's back here. Healthy and happy tomorrow. All right. I don't know how I'm not, you know what? I'm going to use adult film star. I just because.
You don't like the word porn star?
I don't like to use.
Okay.
So, I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo was seen on a date with an adult film star. I guess it was in L.A.
Yes.
Right. Beverly Hills.
And TMZ, of course, gets footage of it and sees him in the restaurant. They get some footage and then going into wasn't a taxi. What do they call those? Was it an Escalade?
It was a really nice car.
Yeah, it was a big car. So
presidential.
Do we care? We clearly care because I guarantee you a lot of people saw exactly what I'm talking about.
You mean, do we care that he can date whoever he wants? I mean,
why is it such a big deal then?
I think people, and I'm not saying this is my opinion, some opinions that are basically think that could hurt him when it comes to endorsements or how he's viewed in the public eye by, you know, potential ways of maybe to build his brand and kind of, you know, hanging out in Beverly Hills, taking a, you know, adult film star on a date might not necessarily be the best look for him. I'm not saying that's my opinion. I'm just saying those are some opinions I've heard.
And again, you know, fan is short for fanatic. And I believe people, this is a prime example, think they know these athletes and they judge them. Nobody can judge any other individual. And I say that to say, it seems to me as people thought this wholesome, good-looking Jimmy Garoppolo was supposed to be passing Bibles out at people's doors and doing all the good things in the world, but yet he's on the date. They could have been talking about real estate. You don't know what was going down, but they're judging him like if he did drugs or committed a felony. I mean, the guy is young and can not married, didn't commit a crime. And I like to do research, Gianna, so I was unfamiliar with who he was with.
Oh, did
so
you
of
Google
course,
her?
You know, Google's your friend. And I'm like, look at Jimmy.
Hopefully not at work.
And I'm excited because it takes a real man to not care what the masses are going to think. So now when he's in that huddle and they're on that drive and it's fourth and goal, I'm like, you know what? They got a quarterback that doesn't give a damn and is focused on the task at hand.
Wow.
So I think mentally, he's stronger than I ever thought he could be.
All that from one date with a porn star.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hadn't thought about that.
You got to have some cojones to do that.
You do, because people are going to definitely have a thing or two to say about it, and they're going to be judgmental about his choice of partners there. She did. She did let out a little information on her Instagram.
Did you see? Go ahead.
She did. She showed her dress clearly.
Oh, wow.
She called. She hashtagged it date night. All right. Flaunted that. God. And then there was a second post where it basically referred to her.
Putting the hair up in the scrunchie.
I'm putting my hair up in my scrunchie. Basically, you know what happens next.
Activity.
I've actually never heard that before. I can.
Right.
Assume. I never heard that terminology before. All I'll say is, I covered the Warriors and the NBA for a long period of time. And you know what I mean? The guys are social guys. They meet women and they date women. And this one happened to be an adult.
And from the 510, this is the best text I've read all day. Gianna, you let me know if you agree. Most people forget that porn stars are people outside of work.
Yes.
Well, so what else are they going to be, robots?
But they're human.
Yes, but it takes a certain kind of person to do that for a living. Not judging. I never knock the hustle. You do your thing to make your money.
I
understand.
Yeah.
I get it. But, would it be the decision
I made? Do you think differently
of
Jimmy today? After this, both of you.
No, because he's not Tim Tebow. Like, I don't expect him to,
He's got a girl now.
He does. Yeah. A former Miss Universe, I believe, or current Miss Universe. No, I don't. I mean, would I like him to see him date somebody else? Sure. But no, go ahead. Do your thing, Jimmy G. Have your fun. Now's the time to do it before you're settled down and married. And once, it's game time, I don't really care who you date. As long as you're performing on the field, I'm good.
What, do I think any less of him?
Yeah.
No. I mean.
But people act like they do now.
Well. How can you think less or more of somebody when you don't even really know them anyway?
Or her. You don't know her either.
Well, we know her a little better than him, probably.
That's true.
But the point is, we don't have a foundation to judge the guy.
Well, I got a call this morning when this broke, and you tell me if this is valid. My good friend, 49er Frankie, it wasn't about who he was with. It was about this was going to be on TMZ. This was going to be what he deemed a distraction. And he's like, this is Jimmy's first full year. This is not what the Niners need. So he felt like, he couldn't control where he was going, but he feels like now this is something that the players are going to have to answer to, Gianna. We're talking about it. It's not. What you would have on the itinerary of being about business as you go into training camp.
But isn't he, what are players going to say to him about dating her?
Oh, they're going
to
love. He's the man.
He's going to be walking getting high fives, right?
I mean,
the players aren't going to bat an eye, I wouldn't think.
Oh, he's a legend.
A lot of them have a woman too. Maybe she's not as known or
there
recognizable,
you go.
But
yeah, a little math.
I mean,
from
the thing that was interesting to me. Do you think he thought he may get found out, or do you ever think TMZ crossed his mind before he went out on the date? Like,
I think so.
He was just like, I don't care.
Yeah, I don't think he cares. I think that is a guy with a lot of confidence.
And
I
like
think
that.
He cares.
I like that, Gianna.
Well, if it helps him in the red zone, right, Guru?
Right.
Will we find out if there's a second date or is this just isolated? We're watching now. Everybody's watching.
Let's go to Jack in Dublin. Jack, what's going on, man?
Hey, guys. I'm tired of the hypocrisy. We'll get behind, players using PEDs. We'll get behind alcohol commercials. Everybody wants to be on their own doggone soapbox. I say good for Jimmy. His stock is going to soar. He is going to be the national spokesman for Lumber Liquidators. Talk about Dick's Sporting Goods. He's going to be the face. I think, man, talk about take a knee. We're in a whole different direction.
Oh, man. All right. Jack was
trying to get
his dibs would say material.
I knew where he was going. By the way, hey, 415, I may be an L7. And by the way, I know what that is. But it's not because I didn't know that terminology.
Right. You've been around.
My wife might be listening, so I got to say, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. No, I'm not.
I told Gianna, again, just nobody cares, but she reminded me of a Kardashian. Like, I believe
she did play a Kardashian in a spoof. Like, it was a spoof on one of the Kardashians in a adult film.
Right.
And I believe she did play a quote-unquote look-alike. So, yeah, she does. She does look like that.
Okay. Jimmy's demanding me right now. I just feel like when they play Stoney, five touchdowns, two-minute drive, I got all the confidence. Ken Stabler, all those Terry, they used to part. Well, you know, the cameras wasn't around, but
right.
They used to get after it night before games. What, this guy went out to dinner.
I guess I don't give a rat's behind, but I guess, what, Britt McHenry?
Britt
McHenry had a thing or two. Yeah, she tweeted out, Jimmy Garoppolo is a franchise quarterback of a prominent NFL team. He should have more values in class than parading a porn star in L.A. Slam me for saying that, but guarantee someone in his camp said the same thing.
She's actually a Fox News, but now she used to be
ESPN.
That's
right, yeah, she's Fox News now.
Sorry about that,
yeah. And she's also the woman who was very rude to a parking.
Exactly.
Her car got impounded, and she was really rude to the woman trying to get her car to her. So,
yes,
baby
that's
girl.
Right. That's right.
Yeah.
And I think that led to her ouster at ESPN. Live and let live.
Yeah.
That's
don't judge.
Don't throw
don't
rocks.
Judge.
Exactly.
Guru, you excited for the second half of the baseball season, which for the Giants and A's starts tomorrow?
I am. Numerically, it's not the second half. That's already happened. But I think, again, I told you last week that I thought the series was more important for the A's in regard to math not being on their side. But now I feel like the Giants, I don't want to say hemorrhaging, but they looked old to me, and the A's had a lot to do with that. And I feel like this is a big series for them. Mad Bum going Saturday, but they got a game tomorrow. I'm excited. I'm all in. I feel like the Giants got to take two out of three to realistically forget the numbers and the math. I feel like mentally they need something good to happen to them early out the gate to try to hang on to what's left of their division hopes after the Dodgers just got, you know, a god shortstop or third baseman, whatever he's going to be in Machado. So I am excited to watch.
I really don't know how to figure out where the Giants are. I know where the A's are. All right. The A's are three back of the wild card. So as far as I'm concerned, and I didn't think they'd be in this position.
Nobody did.
But they're in it.
Right.
I mean, they're in it. But the thing that you got to love about the A's is if they don't do anything, they could still make the playoffs. If they don't do anything, it's no sign that, well, we just couldn't get anything done and we don't have a lot of confidence in the second half of the season. They don't have to make a move, and they still might be able to make the playoffs.
That's awesome, and you are correct. But, Steiny, isn't the essence of postseason baseball or pennant races when you get into that position that you're blessed to be in, you got to go add.
You got to, unless it's going to hurt you. Yeah, you know, Ray Ratto used this phrase, and I think, and I liked it, and it was, he thinks that Billy Beane is planting the flag on this team, meaning this core group of the young players.
All right.
Forget Lowry, but this core group is the one that he's going to try to build off of, where we may see for the first time some A's be in the same uniform for year after year after year after year. Now, the Giants are four back of the wild card and four back of the division, but they...
You're right there!
No, they're not. See, there's a difference there.
Let's
just say, okay, A's are three back, Giants are four back. Let's just say they're the same. They're the same.
All right.
Essentially the same. But the Giants have to deal with like 11 teams.
Each day
they're
is...
Not,
yeah.
Like the A's, they play the Mariners a lot in August. Like they're in control of what's going on. And so are the Giants to an extent, but they can't do anything about somebody else going on a winning streak or somebody else getting hot.
But when you're only four back, the Giants, and I know the Dodgers got their new toy, Steiny. Damn it, how many teams is there in the division? Four? I mean, they're right there. So they got to focus on themselves. Don't look back. And if they play fundamentally sound baseball, they can get to what they want to do, and that's win the division.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.